Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I thought I'd talk about enlightenment, which these days pretty much is also referred to as a union with God. It's also called awakening, mystical joining of one. And there's a lot of interpretations of what enlightenment's about. I experienced enlightenment when I was 15. Now, there's many stages of enlightenment, and some call them initiations. So it's not like you're just enlightened one time. There, as you go through your life, there's different stages. And some people have more than one experience with enlightenment. But it's interesting that a lot of what you study and read and try to practice is really just a... truly just what you really are when you experience enlightenment. It isn't then trying to practice. It's just seeing things from a different point of view. And it's a divine connection with spirit. But once you understand a little bit about enlightenment, you also realize we all will be enlightened at one time or another. We all will get to that point of enlightenment. And it's what you do with your life when you experience that, how you integrate that to make your life better that really matters. Now, enlightenment's been going around for a long time. Union with God was definitely what Mother Mary and Christ and many of the great masters and teachers experienced this. Moses and Krishna and Buddha experienced enlightenment. So there's many, many others that just had regular lives that have experienced enlightenment. But again, it's what you do with your teachings and how you share your life. You don't even have to be a spiritual teacher to share your light with the world and make a difference. And this union or experience of being one with God is a very natural state. I mean, the experience can put you in a place where it's hard to describe that because you're in this total light state and love state and joined with the most blissful, amazing, completeness, wholeness, union that is a love beyond all love and a light beyond all light. Rumi experienced that bliss of that union with God. In his writings, almost all of his writings talked about it. Meher Baba, Teresa of Avila, so many have experienced that amazing light of the highest coming into that cosmic consciousness of your consciousness as illumination. So can you experience enlightenment when you sit down to meditate? Well, possibly. It's not something you can have a formula to do. I mean, although many have taken acid and had similar fleeting moments of that. It's something that happens when your soul is ready to be recognizing who you really truly are in the highest state. And it's a nothingness, an experience of no thing that is indeed holding everything. Everything. But it's a good thing to do when you're sitting down to meditate and going into meditation, to have that sense of awakening every time you meditate, to have that inner connection with your soul and the light of all lights and with the love of all loves. That amazing presence of God is right here and now with us. This illumination is an ecstasy that's really memorable, but it's truly something that you have to be able to digest and use. I've written some poems about it. Many poems, actually, about it. And once you experience it, you want to... It's like having the ultimate lover, right? When you find that kind of love with God. And you want to express it to everyone. But at the same time, you realize everyone is right where they are for a reason. I wrote this one, Behold the Face of God. Behold the face of God. seen as the one heart of the human race. Behold the vision that leads you to see the glory, the light God brings to earth. Bring the love that is alive in the presence right here into your heart. Breathe in the depth of that love. Breathe in the healing that comes with that divine love. Breathe in that Christ consciousness, that spirit, that power to heal any of the old wounds you felt, so you may become whole again. Can you feel the presence of God in your heart and soul? Can you see the glory of God's gifts here on earth? Can you believe that you are able to be set free? For here is the miracle of God at work through the grace of the ones who carry that cosmic energy. And when you accept this light and this love into your heart and soul, your life becomes anew with that divine purpose aligned with the power to fulfill the divine plan. For the new day is here and there is great joy, so let go of all the pain and sorrow and release the chains of limited thinking. For now there is more beauty, more light, more love, and all you have to do is believe, and it is true. Believe that it is possible. Believe in the new reality and bring it into being with great thanks to God. For as you believe, it is so. So let's take a moment to experience that belief, that gift, that power, that light, that love, which you can do in meditation. Make sure you're comfortable, and let's just breathe in some of that wonderful light and love and re-energize our body as we align our spine, making sure everything is flowing through all of your body right now. Straight from your crown chakra down into your third eye and your head. See your head filled with light. And let that energy flow into your neck chakra and make sure all of the tension is gone from your neck, your jaw, your throat. Just release as you breathe in more wonderful light. And hold your breath and then let the light completely release any tension in your shoulders. Let go. Let that light move into your heart and open your heart to that love that's present there. Allow that love to just be alive and in tune with the highest love possible. Breathe in the love of all loves and just dwell in your heart and feel how that love is healing you right now, making you whole and complete with your beloved. Breathe in that love again. Hold it. And now let that energy flow on down through your torso and down into your stomach and your organs and your pelvic area and the base of your spine and on down into your thighs and your calves and your toes till all of you is surrounded in this wonderful capsule of beautiful light and love and you're protected. Send out that light 6 feet around you, above you, below you. Let it completely protect you. And now let's connect with your soul. Go within and reach that place within where your soul dwells. That soul is so, so wonderful and beautiful. It's with you for lifetime after lifetime. Be still and know your soul. Allow your soul's presence to fill your entire being with light and love and healing. Recognize your soul and let your soul embrace you as it recognizes you and you recognize it face to face, soul to soul. And now from your soul, move on into that light that is the light there in the soul, that source of all light that's present, that feeds the spirit of the soul. And allow yourself to go to that place where you can experience the true light and love that you are when you join in oneness with God. Breathe that beautiful light and love and just allow it to illuminate you. Glimpse eternity. Feel the presence of God. With a glory so beautiful to behold. Allow that to be a blessing that fills you, that absorbs you. These glimpses of the cosmic reality of eternity. Allow yourself to let your heart open to this love and this light. Allow it to completely inspire you. Take a few moments to just be here with who you really are, a beloved child of God. Breathe it in. Let it come to you and heal you, make you whole. Allow yourself to completely let every cell of your body to be now enlightened with that light from the one source of all. Feel the goodness of this presence. Feel it renewing and restoring, rejuvenating you. And allow yourself to know that goodness that you are, that presence that you are. That goes on and on and on, that lives forever eternally in the light and love that is the presence of God. And now take a few moments and let yourself slowly come back into all of your consciousness. Breathe in the energy and just know that all is well. And remember anything that may have come to you, any messages, any light, any essence of who you are that you should remember. And know this presence is always there, right there inside of you, waiting for you. And I thank you so much for allowing yourself to be present right here and now in that illumination, that light that is the light of God's love. God bless you and thank you so much for listening. God be with you always.